Did you play a game through the night?
Yes. One with egg, stretch, chicken.
Yeah. What about rook?
No.
About marble?
Very seldom, maybe once or twice.
Okay, what kind of parties did you have coming up? With, you know, your friends?
In school, just basically school oriented parties, like maybe a Halloween party or maybe after a ball game party, so it's talking probably in junior high school.
And what kind of music, when you started having those parties in junior high, what kind of music did you listen to? What kind of entertainment?
Listen to whatever music was in style at that time.
And what kind of music, how would you describe the music was in style when you
were? Rock and roll.
Okay. And then, would you, how, would the music be played on records or how?
Records.
Was there anything about life in your city that you expect me to ask about and that I haven't mentioned yet? That Portland, some aspect of Portland that you thought I might ask you about that you haven't been able to talk about yet?
Maybe more about the school system or some of the community leaders. That would be all.
Okay, like what about the community leaders?
You know, if they were being a small town, were they were prominent or bankers or lawyers or...
Okay, that's what you mean. Who are some of the prominent people you think of who came from the community?
Man that was on a grocery store, not prominent, but he became mayor. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that made him a prominent figure.
Right.
Of course, in a small town, the administrators of the high school, mm-hmm. or any school, mm-hmm. are thought of. Of course, preachers are very highly thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Next down the line would come, because we don't have lawyers, per se, and the size town we have would be the doctors in the town. Mm-hmm. And then the businessmen, the successful businessmen that did things that were good for the community or good for the schools. If you did something good for the schools, mm-hmm. you stood out more than if you did something that would help the whole community, if you did something that would help the school.
Were the teachers being considered on a level, especially with the preachers or what?
Very close, but then again,
the reason I asked you is that they were, you didn't mean
teachers or something. I think so, but being the schools were so small, you couldn't lump them into a group. It had to be individual. That was more individualistic. And it's true with administrators. Of course, administrators were upper echelon thought of, but then, of course, everyone knew them so well that you didn't have to like them. And then as teachers. Whereas in Montgomery County, they might say you're a teacher and be looked upon favorably, but everyone knew you.
What did you think? And you're, I thought about teachers. What did you think about those English teachers that you had who tried to change your language, that is, tried to make you pronounce words a different way than the way you pronounce them normally?
I didn't have any that really tried to make me change unless it was really grossly incorrect.
Well, what do you mean by grossly incorrect? Give me an example of that.
If it was, I'm talking about not changing the way I said the word, but just if it was said incorrectly. There's a difference in if it's mispronounced.
Oh, you mean grammatically then?
Grammatically.
So you mean that they were right at correcting your grammatical structure?
Right, but they didn't try to force that. Special idioms of my language.
Okay, so they didn't try to make you talk a certain way, pronounce words a certain way.
Right.
So would you say your teachers were pretty good teachers then in helping you develop your language then?
Yes. And then, of course, many times they would tell you what was right, but knowing that you didn't have to accept that because just their forces on you is not going to make you change.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Go to Mexico.